In less than 90 days, Nevadans will be heading to the polls to choose the Democratic and Republican candidates for the 2018 general election in November. To get a rundown of who's in the race, KUNR's news director Michelle Billman sat down with our political reporter Paul Boger to get the latest.
Just to get some orientation here, where are we in this 2018 election cycle?
Last week was the state's deadline to file for candidacy. It's the period where everybody has to officially declare to run for statewide, legislative, and local offices. And it's really the first official hurdle to making it to the general election in November. Mind you, it's not a major hurdle, but it does separate those who actually want to see their name on the June primary ballot and those who may be considering a run.
And so who is actually running for what offices?
Well, to put it simply, a lot of folks. For brevity, let's start off with the most high-profile statewide race, the one for governor. Officially, there are 17 individuals running for the state's top job, but we're really going to only focus on five of them. In the Republican camp, sitting Attorney General Adam Laxalt is facing a challenge from Treasurer Dan Schwartz. So far, Laxalt has out-fundraised his opponent on nearly every front and will likely breeze through the primary. On the Democratic side, Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak and Chris Giunchiliani are likely to duke it out for the next couple of months. Sisolak is a fairly moderate Democrat, but he's influential and has a pretty deep war chest when it comes to funding. Giunchiliani, however, tends to be far more liberal. But that may be an asset to her in an election year where pollsters are predicting a blue wave in response to the Trump presidency. There's also Ryan Bundy, the son of infamous Southern Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy. Officially, he's running as an independent, so Bundy won't be on the primary ballot, but he could cause problems for whoever the Republican nominee is, because despite their controversial anti-governmental activism, to put it lightly, Bundy could get a lot of votes, especially from folks in rural parts of the state, areas where Republicans need strong turnout to fend off votes from the more Democratic-leaning Clark County.
There was a bit of a shakeup last week in the U.S. Senate race. Tell me about that.
Absolutely, and this is probably the most interesting development at this point in the election. Perennial Republican candidate Danny Tarkanian, who was challenging incumbent Senator Dean Heller, dropped out of that race in order to run for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. That's the same seat he ran for in 2016 against now Congresswoman Jackie Rosen, who's vacating the position to run for Senate against Dean Heller.
So why exactly did Danny Tarkanian do that?
You know, that's a really interesting question. Tarkanian has been an outspoken critic of Senator Heller, and a number of politicos and other news agencies thought Tarkanian stood a real chance of unseating Heller in a primary, who has repeatedly been named the most vulnerable Senate Republican up for re-election this year. Well, Tarkanian has so far run his campaign based solely on his support for President Trump. You know, when he spoke to me last year after announcing his candidacy, Mr. Tarkanian laid out an agenda that was essentially whatever the president wanted, he'd vote for. So, when officials from President Donald Trump's re-election campaign reached out to him last week to ask him to switch races in the name of party unity, it may have sounded like a no-brainer. Then on Friday, President Trump sent out a tweet essentially endorsing both Tarkanian for the House and Heller for Senate. So now Heller faces only nominal opposition in the primary against relatively unknown opponents.
Paul, what else do we need to look out for?
All of the state assembly seats are up for grabs. There's also a number of state senate races, as well as tons of local seats up for grabs, including those for mayor of Reno, Sparks, Elko. There's also Northern Nevada's only congressional race, where incumbent Mark Amadei faces a challenge against former assemblywoman and Tea Party-backed candidate Sharon Angle. Amadei is incredibly popular across the district, and it just seems unlikely Angle will be able to unseat him. That being said, it all depends on who comes out to the polls in June, and whether they're satisfied with how things are going politically.
Paul, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.